The ACT has become the first state or territory in Australia to legalise recreational cannabis use, but the decision hasn't escaped criticism. Psychiatrists in particular have raised concerns over the potential health risks of cannabis use in young people, warning of the risk of developing psychotic illnesses later on in life. Zoe Rudge reports.
On Wednesday, the Australian Capital Territory voted to legalise the recreational use of cannabis from the 31st of January next year. Under the new laws, a person over 18 will be allowed to possess up to 50 grams of cannabis and cultivate up to 2 cannabis plants, with a maximum of 4 cannabis plants per household. Cannabis is the most commonly used illicit drug in Australia, making up 53% of all illicit drug seizures and 49% of all arrests in the period between 2017 and 2018, according to the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission. Michael Pedersen, member of the ACT Legislative Assembly for Yerrabee and sponsor of the Private Members Bill, says the way the law was previously dealt with was inconsistent and didn't align with community expectations.
In the ACT right now, we actually already had a framework of decriminalisation. In the ACT, prior to these laws passing, most consumers of cannabis caught with small amounts for personal use received a fine, but not everyone did. Some people received a criminal conviction for their personal cannabis use. And I don't think that's right. A criminal conviction ruins your ability to gain employment, to travel outside of this country, and in some circumstances actually leads to jail time. And I don't think those punishments are in line with community expectations.
Mr. Pedersen acknowledges cannabis use comes with potential harmful side effects. However, he says decriminalisation is aimed at addressing these issues rather than ignoring them.
I think we need to be pretty clear from the very get-go that cannabis is already commonplace in our society. 1 in 3 of us have used it in our lifetime and 10% of us have used it in the past year. What that tells me is that our current drug laws don't stop people that want to use this substance. What I believe and what the ACT Legislative Assembly believes is that individuals caught with small amounts of cannabis don't need to go to prison. They should see a doctor. Those adverse effects are real, but sending someone to prison doesn't make that better.
President of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Associate Professor John Allen, agrees with Mr. Pedersen, saying criminal charges come with their own set of issues.
We would welcome anything that takes individual drug use out of the criminal justice system, because we also know that when people are arrested and fined and they don't pay their fines and they can end up in jail and so on, that's actually quite detrimental to your health as well. So we don't support the notion of putting people through a criminal justice system. We support the notion of counselling and information and treatment services for people who have drug and alcohol problems. So from that point of view, we welcome that kind of change, and as you know, that really applied to adults.
But Mr. Allen warns that legalising cannabis may send the wrong message to young people and lead them to believe it is a safe drug to use.
But I suppose our other concern is that for young people in particular, any message that is seen that these are safe things to do, we're concerned that that will increase the risk of people developing problems. I mean, no drug is safe to take. I mean, alcohol and tobacco are very good examples of that. They have safety problems, and marijuana has safety problems too.
Mr. Allen says the risk of developing psychosis is greatly increased by daily use of cannabis, and this risk increases further when the cannabis is potent and the user is young. He says heavy cannabis use is also associated with other mental health conditions like depression and anxiety.
So the amount of cannabis that you use and the potency of the cannabis you use increase your risk of developing psychosis. There's a recent study published in Lancet Psychiatry this year, a follow-up study that said that people who smoke cannabis daily have a 3 times risk of becoming psychotic, so 3 times risk over what the general population would have. And if that cannabis is high potency, then the risk is actually increased 5 times the risk. So the concerns are about, and also that if you start younger, then you have a higher risk of problems as well. And besides psychosis, heavy use of cannabis is also associated with some other mental health conditions like depression and anxiety.
Possession of cannabis is still a federal offence under Commonwealth laws, so users may risk prosecution even though it has been legalised in the ACT. Mr. Pedersen says although Commonwealth laws are still in force, they provide a defence that allows ACT laws to prevail.
These Commonwealth laws are written on the paper, they're written on today, and they're going to continue to be written there. What people need to do is go the next step further in their thinking on criminal law, and that there is an offence under Commonwealth law, but there's also a defence to that offence. So this is for possession offences. If the use is excused or justified by the state or territory law, it provides a complete defence to that possession charge. So the laws we passed on Wednesday were designed to activate the Commonwealth defence that is currently provided.
It's Michael Pedersen from the ACT Legislative Assembly, ending that story by Zoe Rudge.